Oasis Audio presents The Copycat Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. Say cheese.
Is that an octopus?
Asked 6-year-old Benny Alden.
Or a spider?
I'll give you a hint, said Mrs. McGregor, the Alden's housekeeper. She was sitting in an overstuffed chair by the front window, a basket of worn-out clothing at her feet. As she held up her colorful rag creation, 8 cloth braids dangled from a roly-poly stuffed head. The braids are supposed to be arms, she told Benny. Benny thought for a minute.
A spider has 8 legs, and an octopus has 8 arms, so it must be an octopus.
Right, said Mrs. McGregor. After I finished the rug for Watch, I decided to use the leftover strips of old clothing to make a pincushion for Madeline. My sister loves to sew as much as I do. Just then, Watch padded his way over to Mrs. McGregor. With a wag of his tail, he licked her hand, making them all laugh. It was a rainy afternoon, and the 4 Alden children, Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny, were sitting cross-legged on the living room floor, sorting through a pile of photographs. They were putting together an Alden family album to surprise their grandfather.
I think Watch is trying to thank you for the rug, Mrs. McGregor, commented 14-year-old Henry, the oldest of the Aldens.
Benny nodded.
Watch is very polite.
Their little black-and-white dog pricked up his ears. He wagged his tail again, making them all laugh even harder. 10-year-old Violet looked over at their housekeeper.
That's a great way to recycle our old clothing, Mrs. McGregor.